Well, first of all, let's wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, and hopefully you've got family and friends around today as we chat with Doug Leonard from ASI, Audiological Services of Iowa. Doug, this is my last program with you.
I know. I mean, I was expecting to have some tissues in here, John. I'm not going to get too, you know, overly emotional, but certainly enjoyed your professionalism and your help with this program, because it's a program that I really like. We were talking off the air. Hate to say this, I thought radio in my profession, I thought it was not the right thing to do. I used to work with another audiologist. He was big in direct mail and, you know, sending out flyers and all that thing to get people in. So I thought, with people with hearing loss, why would I want to, you know, do the radio? They need to hear it. But you know, we have a great rapport. Number one, I appreciate all your help and getting me through my stumbling blocks on certain programs. But I also like the program and the ability to change the message. And I think when you're listening to people on the radio, you kind of get a feel for them. You know, you get the emotion of their voice. You get a feeling about them and what they stand for. And I think that's what's been so great about Sound Advice.
Yeah, you hit it there. It is the connection you make with the listener. Mm-hmm. And that is everything when it comes to radio. I mean, when you can make that connection and you're like, I like that person. They sound friendly. They're somebody I can relate to. They talk about things that I talk about. That's the whole point of it. So while you didn't like just the audio aspect of it, that's everything
It is. And you know, you think about what my profession is, and we're trying to keep people, keep their ability to do that. You know, I'm sure that I have patients that listen to your station and are able to hear it much more clearly and better because they're wearing their hearing aids that they got from ASI. I also like, again, the ability to change the message. You know, we're not just doing one topic all the time. We talk about different things and how it relates to people's lives. You know, we're not trying to sell products. We're trying to encourage people to be proactive about healthy hearing.
Yeah, I have never once, you know, been paid to be on this program at all. I just do it with you, but I enjoy talking to you each and every month. We record these a month at a time, and you've never once said, I want to sell hearing aids. You wanted to get information out, and I really appreciate you about that.
That's just the way to, you know, to reach people. And I think that's how people are successful long term. You know, that's scary when you're a business owner and you're starting out and you don't have a lot of people coming through the door, and you think, you know, you got to have a sale, you got to do this, you got to offer 50% of all these things, you know, and that's not really the way to build success long term. You know, and I can't tell you the number of people over the years, whether it's here in Carroll, whether it's in Audubon, whether it's in Atlantic or wherever, that are behind me in the grocery store aisle or somewhere, and they say, hey, you know, they recognize the voice. They may not remember my name necessarily, but they do recognize that, and they've heard me on our program.
Well, it has been a pleasure. Tiffany Young is going to be taking over here coming up in January. I know she's going to do a great job. She's always terrific with this stuff. But I'll wish you the best of luck, man, and continued success, and going to be in Carroll a long time to come.
Yeah. John, I appreciate all your help, and I wish everybody a very happy Merry Christmas today. And, you know, let's think positive going into 2026, make some resolutions, and include ASI in that for your healthy hearing.
Absolutely. You want to deal with some great folks? Go deal with ASI, Audiological Services of Iowa, and audiologist Doug Leonard.